This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Pirates have been causing trouble for well over 3,000 years. Now, I'm not talking about the modern-day pirates who attack slow-moving, freight-carrying ships and lonely solo sailors for ransom, but more about the olden-day pirates. In the movies, pirates are famous for plundering, for saying "me hearties" in broad nautical accents, for wearing eye patches and for making their enemies walk the plank. Now, let me run through those one at a time. Plundering does indeed pay the bills. An accent makes you easily identifiable on land. An eye patch is handy for keeping dirt out of an empty eye socket. But how real was walking the plank in the good old days? Well, regardless of all the plank walking you might have seen in pirate movies, including Keira Knightley in Pirates of the Caribbean, walking the plank is a relatively modern invention. And in reality, it hardly ever actually happened. So, what are we talking about? Well, the Encyclopaedia Britannica defines piracy to be, and I quote, "a robbery or other violent action for private ends and without authorization by public authority committed on the seas or in the air," unquote. The first written mention that we have of piracy is on a clay tablet dating back to the Pharaoh Akhenaten way back in 1350 BC. It describes acts of piracy in the Mediterranean. Ancient Greek merchants mentioned piracy as a part of the cost of being a maritime merchant. And more recently, but still a long time ago, around 140 BC, the Roman historian Polybius was the first to use the word pirate in its Latin version, pirato. In 75 BC, the future emperor, Julius, who would become Caesar, was captured by pirates and held to ransom for 38 days. He behaved more like a guest than a prisoner while being held in the Greek islands. He wrote poetry, rebuked his captors when they didn't pay enough attention to his poems, and insisted that he was so important that they should increase his ransom from 20 to 50 talents, which they did. He also ordered them to stop partying whenever he wanted to go to sleep. After his ransom was paid, he set off for reinforcements and returned for revenge. He arrested his former pirate captors and brought them back to the mainland and had them hanged. Around 100 AD, the Greek historian Plutarch defined pirates as those who attacked ships or cities without legal authority. Now, by this time, there were over 1,000 ships packed with pirates, so many that they almost stopped maritime trade in the Mediterranean. Pirates had also captured or raided some 400 cities. This was not good for business in the Roman Empire. So the Roman commander, Pompey, was given authority to do whatever was necessary to get rid of the pirates. And using Roman military organization and power, he cleaned out the pirates in just 3 months. There were different types of pirates. One rather special type of pirate was the privateer. Privateering had the best of both worlds. It combined profit and patriotism. Privateers were legal pirates who had been commissioned by one country to attack the ships of another country. The advantage to the commissioning country was that they didn't have to pay for the expensive upkeep of a large permanent navy. They could hire in the privateers as needed. And the privateers got a percentage of the take, so they were happy. The privateer's protection was the letter of marque. The government issued this document to privateers to show that they had been legally authorized by that government to attack enemy shipping. This supposedly stopped the enemy from trying privateers as pirates if they were caught. However, in keeping with their spirit of free enterprise, some privateers had a bet each way by holding letters of marque from each of the two opposing sides. Surprisingly, England did not have a large naval fleet for many years, and made do with privateers. Privateering was probably started by King Henry III in 1243, when he engaged three vessels to attack French shipping. Privateering had a long and renowned history. Famous privateers included Sir Francis Drake, who defeated the Spanish Armada in 1588, William Dampier, who named Shark Bay in Western Australia in 1699, and Jean Lafitte, who defended New Orleans against the British in 1812. The infamous Captain Blackbeard began his bloody career as a British privateer. After the war with the French and Spanish ended, he simply continued attacking ships. Blackbeard set up his base in North Carolina, at that time a British colony, from where he could easily attack ships travelling along the American coast. He was caught and executed in 1718. Privateering continued on into the 20th century, when Spain became the last country to hire privateers as recently as 1906. But what about the golden age of piracy? Well, me hearty, I'll talk more about that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?